For CJMQ 88.9 FM, the voice of the townships, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale. And today in the booth with me, I have Darcy Danish. So welcome, Darcy. And she's to be talking about an exciting art project.
Yeah. So this is talking about Bishop's University Arts Festival. It's the first big scale, multidisciplinary festival of its kind. There are things that go on in Sherbrooke, such as like street dance and other music festivals, but nothing that kind of combines them all together to show like a real big celebration of it, you know?
Okay, so this is a festival and it's the first one. Very exciting.
The first one of its kind. So we're all, the team is just so passionate about it. And we like are at our annual meetings, or not annual, weekly or bi-weekly, or whenever anyone has the schedule to like come together and hang out. Okay. We just talk about, oh, can't wait for it to start. All our calendars, the countdown, there's like 1 week left, half a week left. Oh, so good. So good.
Exciting. You've been working on this, you said, for 3 months. Now, you're a student at Bishop's University. What year are you in?
I'm in second year.
Second year. And are you a fine arts major?
No, I'm in art administration.
Okay.
With a focus in the fine arts.
Okay, good for you. So this is just your cup of tea, I guess.
This is what I want to do. Pretty much.
Good for you. So the art festival, when is it happening? And tell us all about it.
So we're going to kick off Monday, the 20th of March to the 25th of March. Mm-hmm. This week is going to be like Monday, Thursday, Wednesday, all of it. All of it is us. We're going to have Monday is our kickoff. So we're going to have some Buff screenings, which is the Bishop's University Film Festival. Mm-hmm. We're just going to highlight their trailers of new films and past films and just show that off, because they're actually going up April 1st.
Okay.
So it's just the week after. So if we can get that out there in our way and also highlight film as an art is great. It's so good.
Okay. So the art festival, you were explaining to me, it's all different forms of art too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have Monday, like I said, the film festival.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, we're going to be doing... Tuesday, we're just going to be talking about it more because it's the second day. And then from Tuesday, we link to Wednesday, which we've christened Workshop Wednesday.
Okay, and workshops on Wednesday.
That is the 22nd.
22nd workshops. Tell us about the workshops.
So it's going to be two workshops, both wildly different and extremely entertaining to watch, learn, and do.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is going to be bookbinding, which is hosted by one of the professors at like in the fine arts department.
Okay.
She does this bookbinding workshop as often as she can. We're going to be booking a room in the fine arts building.
Mm-hmm.
And she uses recycled material, really environmentally friendly stuff. And one of the coordinators, this is why this has been like booked as a workshop, she went to it and then for Christmas made a bunch of books for her grandma, her mom, like little journal stuff.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
So it's great for gifts and like, you know, like... Bookbinding's kind of a lost art.
Okay.
So the fact that it's kind of being brought back with these university students is great.
That is great. Now, the workshops, the bookbinding, is this open to students and community alike?
Or? Yeah. So there's two. So one's going to be held, because it's a school day, we're opening it up to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So for the bookbinding, members of the community can join, students can join, anyone interested can join.
Okay.
The watercolor as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have our fine arts club, and a lot of students in there mentioned interest in learning how to use watercolor, because it's a very difficult medium, because it's hard to control like the water and the pigment together. So one of the graduating fine arts students, her speciality is in this area. Everything she does is with this medium.
Great.
So she's going to be hosting that workshop, and like in the art lab, which is just situated under the Foreman Gallery. So the space is great. Lots of people can join, and it's most likely going to be free.
Good.
Yeah.
Most likely free.
Most likely,
yeah. And that's open to the community, too?
Yeah.
Okay. And the bookbinding, is that free, or is there a charge?
The bookbinding will definitely be free.
Okay.
Because all the materials are found recyclables.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be really interesting to attend that.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other workshops?
Those are the two we have now.
Mm-hmm. How did you come up with this project?
I want to say October.
Okay.
Of 2016,
wow!
A bunch of us were in the arts administration class, and the professor at the time, Jay Needles, or she's still the professor, but at the time she was like, you know, there was something called the Arts Crawl or the Arts Day. Let's do a project researching what happened. Mm-hmm. And then me, one of the coordinators, Lisa, another one, Annetta, and Amelie, mm-hmm. all look at each other like, how did she know we were thinking about this? How did she know that in, because at the same time in the Fine Arts Club, mm-hmm. we were thinking about Arts Day. And when right. we were talking about the club, we were expressing mm-hmm. Arts Day as a reason to come join and come work together. So how did Jane know? And then from there, it just turned into Art Festival. Mm-hmm. Because we wanted to include as many things about the arts at Bishop's that we could do.
It's wonderful. It's awesome. So the workshops and what else?
So workshop Wednesday, and then we have Thursday. So we've booked the gates just from 4 to 8. Mm-hmm. So just after, like, late afternoon to early evening,
okay.
which is going to be about having jazz combos. We're going to have a Sherbrooke artist and student mm-hmm. at the University of Virginia Bee mm-hmm. performing acoustic guitar and, like, folk rock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah, really cool.
Good.
The jazz combo mm-hmm. students are all from the music society at the university, so mm-hmm. they're a club.
Okay.
So they come and they've done previous performances and everyone loved it. So
good.
If we can give them like another platform to mm-hmm. do their stuff during the Arts Week, it's awesome.
That is awesome, and it lets the community know what's happening with the with the arts at Bishop's too.
Mm-hmm. Cuz mm-hmm. there's so many things that aren't entirely under the branch of the arts, cuz some mm-hmm. artists, like, they're artists on the they're artists at home, mm-hmm. but not necessarily like out in the public.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, the Improv Club, which will also be featured during the Artistic Happy Hour on
mm-hmm.
Thursday,
mm-hmm.
is a newly formed club that came out of the spring school sessions.
Okay.
Where they were kind of doing these activities with the drama department to get students out of their shell if they mm-hmm. were doing in the spring play.
Mm-hmm.
And then this club formed.
Oh, so, awesome. Yeah.
To have that out as well, I didn't even know improv was mm-hmm. a thing, really. I thought it was just something on TV or, like, skits that they do on SNL.
Okay.
So to see these, like, it's good to get them out of the shell. That's what the Improv Club is for. It's to, you go, you get given a, you know, like a little scene, like a mm-hmm. something or mm-hmm. a subject, mm-hmm. and you just act.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Certainly a learning experience.
Yeah. I can't wait to see it. I've never seen improv before. I can't wait to see it. And, like, I don't even know what to expect. It's improv. You can't expect anything.
Good. So that's Thursday.
Mm-hmm. So Friday is the culture show mm-hmm. at the university. So we're going to have them as the big thing for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning, we're probably going to have, like, a little treasure hunt. Mm-hmm. We went to a bunch of bowling places around mm-hmm. Sherbrooke to ask for, like, used bowling pins.
Okay.
Because when a bowling pin kind of gets crooked or broken, mm-hmm. they just kind of toss it.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of tossing it, we're like, why don't we take it, we'll paint it, recycle it, mm-hmm. turn it into a piece of art, and mm-hmm. then create a little treasure hunt.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the winner of the treasure hunt can get, like, little special deals with some of the businesses around this
mm-hmm,
area.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, you get to keep a bowling pin. We're going to have student artists do it. I think I'm going to do one. A bunch of other coordinators are going to do one. Like, even people that don't do art on mm-hmm. a regular basis we're going to get them to do a bowling pin.
That's a lot of fun. Good. Certainly a lot of imagination going into that and creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great, good. So is that, I would imagine that's just open to students?
I mean, it's a treasure hunt, so mm-hmm. we have our social media page mm-hmm. at BU Arts Festival.
Okay.
And it's going to be mostly through the Instagram and Facebook.
Okay.
We might have, like, a little bit of a live stream going of one of the coordinators going into the bushes.
That would be fun.
Throwing a bowling pin somewhere and then sneaking away. Little hints popping up throughout the day.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's BU at Arts Festival, all one word, or?
At BU Arts Festival, all one word, yeah.
At BU Arts Festival.
Mm-hmm. Both for Facebook and Instagram. Okay. We keep it simple. One name for everything.
That does keep it simple. Good, so anybody can go to the site and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Good. After the treasure hunt, what happens after that?
Oof. So then Saturday happens, and Saturday is going to be my favorite day.
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday evening, we're going to have our Novecento Legend of 1900s play, mm-hmm. which is also known as The Legend of the Pianist on the Ocean.
Okay.
This play was conceived by one of our coordinators right at the beginning of all these ideas happening. And Arts Festival was kind of supposed to go around, or is mm-hmm. going around mm-hmm. her play and like highlighting her play at most. Mm-hmm. She adapted it from a poem, which then turned into a film, which she adapted for stage. And then she's making it very contemporary, like mm-hmm. new type mm-hmm. of drama. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to follow a straight timeline, because the nature of the poem mm-hmm. was for it to jump okay. back and forth mm-hmm. in the story of 1900, who's the main character. She's going to have live music. Mm-hmm. So the actor who mm-hmm. plays 1900 is also a pianist. Mm-hmm. Very talented, mm-hmm. might I say. Not biased. Mm-hmm. He's my friend, but like not biased. But he's very talented. He's going to be playing and acting. And like there's also going to be music coming in, like from recordings he's done, which is all on our social media. You can like watch one of his recordings.
That's amazing.
Really good. And the story is of a composer, a pianist, who basically spent his whole life on the ocean. Mm-hmm. Just nobody ever heard of him until this poem. And it's just his story. And his music was just basically chronicling his life. And
that's amazing.
It's so nice. There's no lyrics, nothing, just mm-hmm. piano.
It's really intriguing. And what would be the charge for that? Do you know?
Oh, that's free.
That's free?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's
She's going to have like yeah. a little donation jar.
Right.
If
okay.
you, whatever. And we're also going to Facebook live stream it from 7 to 10. Mm-hmm. But from 7 to 8 is going to be a little opening act before. Mm-hmm. So the actual play is from 8 to 10. Mm-hmm. And then if you're not able to go, no problem. It'll be Facebook live streamed on our channel. But if you're not able to attend that, it's gone.
Okay, so again, the website, it's at BU Arts Festival.
Yeah,
that's the first thing. At
yeah,
the at
just,
sign.
The at sign is the link. It's just called BU Arts Festival.
Okay,
yeah,
BU Arts Festival. Good. So anybody can hook on and mm-hmm. see what's coming up and look at the schedule. And that's amazing.
Yeah, that's good.
A lot of organization. Good for you guys.
A lot of work.
Yeah. How many are on your team organizing this Oof. Festival?
So there's me. Oh, I got my fingers out. There's me. There's Froy. There's Thing. There's other Thing. I'm going to say seven of us. And wow. we all have our own little department to handle. Mm-hmm.
But that's a lot for seven people. So you guys yeah. are working really hard. That's wonderful.
I mean, it's the first like year we've done or mm-hmm. even come up with something so big. Mm-hmm. So we want to be done with us handling, and then maybe in the second edition we'll have a bigger team once it gets mm-hmm. bigger or mm-hmm. anything. But for now, it's quite small.
Good. Well, certainly you have a lot to offer there. Certainly opens people's eyes to the word art in general.
The word art. Ugh, and all the organization that goes into it. You never really think like that, like how much work like gallery or mm-hmm. a festival has mm-hmm. to go into it. But as art administration students, because most of us on the team are in art or in mm-hmm. business or have a mix between business and fine arts mm-hmm. and so on and so forth, we're able, like, we know the work that goes into mm-hmm. it. So the work that we're doing, we can only imagine what it's like on a bigger organization mm-hmm. scale or a non-for-profit.
But so, what a great opportunity for you, too, so if you want to go into art administration. What a
it's
great
really
learning
good.
Experience.
Mm, I'm so thankful for this teacher. Like, her idea just, like, lit the fire, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
And just found a purpose mm-hmm. to our passion for the arts, found a reason for us to put it in somewhere and like make something big.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. That's wonderful. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Darcy?
Yeah. So there's going to be an after party as well mm-hmm. on the 25th. So mm-hmm. the Saturday after mm-hmm. the play, mm-hmm. we have two bands performing, mm-hmm. both from Sherbrooke, one mm-hmm. student and one bigger scale.
Okay.
So the student band is called Lithium Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of have a very soft psychedelic sound, mostly mm-hmm. with like keyboard and guitar. The second is called Hoodooed, and mm-hmm. these are some members from the band Mojo Wizard mm-hmm. who perform in Sherbrooke like quite often.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this kind of going on with the same thing, psychedelic, but one is soft and then one's kind of harder and more mm-hmm. Hard rock sounding.
Okay.
The whole reason for this festival happening is to just draw attention to the arts. We've noticed at Bishop's that the arts have kind of cut back on their funding, or there's not as much emphasis on mm-hmm. it. So to bring to attention just how important art is to people and how important it is, especially to the communities here, mm-hmm. where all across Sherbrooke you have all these beautiful murals, and even on Estrade they got some graffiti murals. That's all art.
It is awesome. You know? Yeah.
And it's just sad that sometimes institutions are just see it as kind of leisure, in quotation, mm-hmm. just mm-hmm. leisure. Because mm-hmm. they don't really class it as something as high as math or science or whatever. And it's kind of just to show that actually, you guys, if you were, for example, if you're alone in the room, mm-hmm. wearing whatever, reading a book, sitting mm-hmm. on your couch, take away the book. Mm-hmm. Take away your clothes. Mm-hmm. Take away the art on the walls. Mm-hmm. Take away the sheets on your couch or the pillows or anything. Like, you would be left alone in the mm-hmm. room, like, bare yourself. The room would be bare. Mm-hmm. You can't say there's no art, you know?
That's a good analogy. I like that.
Yeah. This is what Jane said as well. Our first ever class with her. Mm-hmm. She's like, put yourself in a room. Take away all the art. What are you left with? Yourself in a room. Both are naked, right? Mm-hmm. But then how is that not art, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, that's good. So. Definitely art is very important. It balances us, everybody.
And that's our purpose. That's why we've all united together to get this festival going.
Good, and it's wonderful to bring people's attention to it, too.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. There's going to be a little bit more events and stuff probably happening, mm-hmm. But we'll announce them on our pages.
Good.
As we go on, and we might have some little surprises.
That's fun too. So definitely everybody should keep up to date on the webpage.
For sure.
Good. Well, thanks very much, Darcy.
Thank you so much.